You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on March 2nd, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about maple sugar time, and my guest this morning is Carl Wiles from Cedarvale, New York. Cedarvale is about halfway between Onondaga Hill and Marcellus, just a few miles out of Syracuse. And Carl's a maple sugar maker. That's what he calls it himself. He's a professional who... And Carl, I'd like to thank you for agreeing to be with us this morning and start out with a question. Why does the sap flow and why is it sweet?
Well, no one really knows why sap flows. It's sweet because it contains the sugar, which is what we're after when we take it down to syrup and after we collect it. There are a lot of theories about why sap flows that no one seems to have pinpointed conclusively the reasons, although we feel that it's a combination of several phenomena.
Well, at least we can be mighty thankful that it does for what it produces. Well, how do you get the sap from the tree?
Well, that's pretty easy, really. You take and drill a hole in the tree about 2.5 to 3 inches deep, and you plug in what we call a spile, which helps get the sap from the hole out into either a pail or a tube. In our case, it's a big blue web of tubing. We have some 18 miles of tubing, and we collect the sap from each tree through this network of tubing, and it flows into either very large collecting tanks or in some cases into our main tanks in the sugar house itself.
Now, that's interesting. That's kind of modern technology in the process. Well, okay, now you get it into these collecting vats or into the sugar house itself, and then what do you do to it to process it?
Basically, all you do to make maple syrup is take some maple sap and take out about 98% of the water. In our case, we use a combination of vapor recompression, evaporation, and a final finishing pan. Other types of fuel you can use are wood or oil or in coal in some cases if you want to. But all you're really doing is heating up the sap and taking out the water. And pretty soon you have syrup.
Well, this vapor recompression sounds kind of interesting. Is there any simple way to explain what that is?
It's really just a complicated machine that takes the steam from the first gallon of sap and uses that heat over again to heat up the second gallon of sap, and the process goes on and on and on, and you're using the steam over and over and over. And in that way, we save quite a bit of energy, which is very important in maple syrup production.
Yeah, I know it. I've done a little bit on an amateur basis myself, and it's a lot of work and a lot of energy, not only the man output, but also the heat output. Well, okay, I know that you make a variety of products, and maybe you could describe what they are and a little bit about how each one of them is made.
Well, our primary product is maple syrup, which is about 65.5% sugar by federal law. We make a combination of other sugars and candies, if you like, to call them that. There's maple sugar drops and maple crackle and maple cream, and we even have maple caramel popcorn, if you like that. They're all just a combination of confections, which are made by taking a little more water out of the syrup by heating it to various stages beyond syrup, and then either super cooling it or beating it in some fashion. And a combination of those two actions will produce all the different products.
I'd just like to put in at this point that last year at Christmas time, I received a small box of various products, and I want to say they were all delicious. Terrific. Well, if people are interested in this and would like to look into it further, Carl, how would they find you?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we're about halfway between Onondaga Hill and Marcellus, and if they want some further information, they could phone us at 469-6422, or if they can't find anybody at that number, 469-4623. Either one of those two numbers should fill the bill.
That's all for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.